Hey, how are your maps going on your smartphone? I don't even know what smartphone you're using anymore. There are actually so many of them out there and new additions and all sorts of things. And you might remember that just a few months ago, Apple released its own maps app. And it was a real flop. Roads and businesses and entire towns are in the wrong place. Well, Apple's once again in the headlines for its maps app for the wrong reasons. It's been responsible for what police have called, this is serious, a potentially life-threatening issue. Which leaves people stranded in the middle of a national park near Mildura in Victoria, which has no water supply, has temperatures soaring above 40 degrees Celsius, and often has no phone reception. So they can be in a real spot of bother. Joining us to discuss this and other things tech for Technology Tuesday is our correspondent Michelle Starr, who's also the Crave editor at CNET Australia. Thanks very much for joining us, Michelle.
Hi, Willie.
Hey, good job title.
Yeah, I like it.
Crave editor. That's brilliant.
Crave is our CNET blog, so I write about all the fun stuff.
Yeah, I see. And it's a good name. And it's a good way to name a blog because then it gives you a good title. Anyway, we shouldn't dwell on that. We should dwell on these apps. Why are people driving out into the desert and risking their lives because they're following a GPS signal on Apple's map app?
Basically, the app is just giving people the wrong directions. Well, it was. Apple sort of half fixed it. But it was, people were trying to get to Mildura and the app was giving them the wrong directions. So they were driving out into the middle of the Murray Sunset National Park, kilometres from anywhere, getting stranded in the desert, no food, no water, some people walking back to try and get phone reception and... it was apparently 70 kilometres out from Mildura anywhere really.
But how does that happen?
Ever since it launched, Apple's Maps has been beset by this sort of thing. Places missing, geography wrong, roads wrong, all that kind of thing. And they've been working on fixing it. But, you know, in Australia, as you know, we kind of have a lot of dangerous things happening. So you don't really want to be going in the wrong direction if you can help it, if you don't know where you're going.
Absolutely. And there's lots of hot, desolate places in Australia that can do this sort of thing to you. It's terrible. And you mentioned that they've half fixed it. How do you half fix a problem like this?
Well, apparently what they did is they fixed it so that if you're coming from Adelaide or South Australia now, it gives the right directions. But if you're coming from Melbourne, it doesn't.
What?
So they've fixed it from one direction, but not from the other.
Hang on. I might be way off here, Michelle, but I thought they just put the map there and then it sorts itself out. Like, surely once you put Mildura in the right spot, it should be fixed, shouldn't it?
One would think so. I think one of the problems might be is that they're scraping their map data from a lot of different mapping services.
Ah, okay.
So they've got a lot of conflicting information going on there.
So perhaps. if you're a Melburnian, you just have to follow your nose.
Or go to Adelaide first.
Yes, that sounds like a very sensible solution to the problem. You could just look at, you know, a map. Now, it's not the only danger that that people can confront when they're trying to get to Mildura from Melbourne. There are other dangerous things that can happen to you in life. And if we move away from Mapgate, as I'm now dubbing it, there are apps, I'm told, that actually help you deal with emergency sort of situations. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. The first of these is actually called Emergency Oz or AUS. And this app scrapes information from all the emergency services. So like New South Wales Parks and Wildlife, New South Wales Rural Forest Service, the Bureau of Meteorology. And it puts all that information in one handy place based on your location.
So you just open it and you tell it where you are and it tells you whether or not you're about to get flooded or bushfires are going to come and wipe you out or whatever it is?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds very useful.
And you can also look at photos, people. Like, you know, Twitter goes nuts whenever there's a natural disaster, so you can browse photo feeds just to see what's going on. And, yeah, it's pretty comprehensive.
Easy to use?
Yeah.
And free, or do you pay
for it? Yeah, no, that one's free.
First aid apps. Now, I can't believe that this hasn't happened before.
Well, they've been around for a while, but with this one, you kind of have to pay if you want something good.
Okay.
Everybody knows St John Ambulance, which is the big first aid company sort of around the world, really. Doctor Who's got a St John Ambulance sticker on his TARDIS now.
Is that right?
Yes, he does.
I didn't know that.
The first Doctor and the 11th Doctor have a St John Ambulance sticker on the TARDIS.
And what happened to Doctors 2 through 10?
They don't believe in ambulances.
Oh, okay. Maybe they don't need them. Anyway, so St John's releasing apps. Is that what's happening?
No, it's had one out for a while. But if you are in a situation where somebody's hurt or somebody's having an allergic reaction or they've been bitten by something, it's really handy to have information on what to do right in your pocket, which is what the app does. So it goes through step by step what you do in a variety of emergency health situations. So if somebody's choking, it'll tell you what to do. And on every single page of the app, it has a button where you can just press it straight away to dial 000. So you never have to go back anywhere. You don't have to go back out of the app and try to find your phone. It's just there on every page. So.
Okay. And you really would want this not to rely on internet access. You'd want the information just to be stored in the app. Is that the way it is, or is it data dependent?
No, it's a download.
Great. Because, I mean, if you're in a situation where you don't have access to data, the coverage isn't there or whatever, this is it. That's exactly when you're most likely to need these sorts of things. Before I let you go, it is the Christmas season. In fact, this is our last Technology Tuesday for the year. You're it, Michelle. But as we sort of mosey on towards Christmas, it's going to mean managing kids. It's going to mean coming up with ways of entertaining them, preferably with Christmas themes. There must be a gazillion apps out there that will do that.
Yes, there are. And this is the real emergency, because kids towards Christmas tend to get a little bit overstimulated. Mm-hmm. I actually came across this app because my brother-in-law was using it. It's called Fake Call from Santa.
Yes.
And you boot it up and you press the button and your phone will ring and a picture of Santa will appear, and it's all styled in the iPhone styling. So it looks like Santa's calling your phone. So if your kids are mucking up, you can go, look, Santa's ringing. Santa knows what you're doing. And
that's amazing.
It works like a charm.
But what happens if they try to answer it?
Well, no, Dad answers it or Mum answers it.
Oh, okay. So this is not for the kids to entertain them. This is an intimidation tool in the hands of parents.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it a lot. It a lot more.
I've seen it in action and it's magnificent.
It really works. Does it cost money?
No, that one's free. Oh. But the St. John Ambulance one costs $4.50. I should have said that.
Okay, $4.50. Well, that's a reasonable price to pay for all that kind of first aid advice, I would have thought. And the emergency OS app we discussed is free of charge. As for Apple Maps, well, stay away from it, particularly if you're in Melbourne going towards Mildura. It might actually have a very serious effect on your life. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle Starr, Technology Tuesday correspondent this week, the Crave editor at CNET Australia, speaking to us there on RN Drive. We're off next to the drawing room.